You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Love to bash his sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Once again, your song of the day from 2006. When You Were Young by The Killers. 464-5685. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers. Song of the day, Steve Pickett.
Jeez. I have a lot of regrets, obviously. And one of my regrets is I just haven't gotten to The Killers enough.
They were in Omaha 2 years ago.
What year was that again, Jake?
2006.
Okay.
Not better times.
But
boy, that's a song. This probably applies more to Jake than you, Bill, because my behavior tends to manifest itself more with Jake. That's a bad earworm for me. I sing that song doesn't look a lot like Jesus way too much in my head.
That was an earworm song.
It is.
Really?
He likes
terrible.
Sip likes The Killers.
Yeah, song is epically good. Like, I that's the first time I've heard it in probably 2 years. That's freakishly good. They're good. I mean, they're legit. That's a legit band.
The Killers.
And they're legit. I mean, they're acclaimed. That's a 9.2.
I don't think Bill's going as high.
Probably could go higher, actually, Bill, if you want.
So I feel like Mike Schaefer in Convoy right now. I feel like that's how I feel.
Come on.
I've heard of The Killers. I have like that. This song I've never heard. I feel
that shocks me.
Yeah, I think
Convoy is worse missed.
Convoy's a worse missed.
So I think you're clear of that, but it gets you.
That's C.W. McCall. That's one of the greats.
That's a bad miss by Shane.
Really?
Yeah, I've never heard it, but I enjoyed it. Yeah, I right away I'm going. I kind of want to re-listen to it. I'm sure I've heard it maybe in the background.
Yeah.
But there's something that there's no chance that I wouldn't have ever crossed paths with it.
I'm shocked you haven't heard it.
Yeah, 2006. You know, there's just moderate times.
Moderate.
You know, it wasn't better times. It was just
terrible times.
It wasn't terrible. It was just times. It was just times. Never a time when I go, God, 2006.
Times, man.
Oh.
Times.
Hold on, maybe.
I mean, I don't know. I don't remember
one Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who won it, Jake?
06. I don't remember. That was the Patriots.
Anyways. Even that wouldn't change it.
Give it to me.
But I liked it. 7-9.
Wow.
Yeah, Rudy's going to like me an 8-4.
Rudy says 7-8. Yeah. I'll never hate The Killers. I was 4 in 2006. That's a 7.8.
He was only four.
Yeah. Only 4 years
My
old
God,
back then.
Rudy.
Some ratings here before we get to Bill's thrills. 8-9 from Houston. Dustin Waverly also says 8-9. Robert in Oklahoma, 7.35. Jake and Hickman, 2.8. Sean in Omaha, 8.7. Banger on that one. Vernon Dakin, 0.2.
So Lyle. Up and down again.
Lyle in Omaha, 9.2. Ryan in California, 8.2. Isaac, 8.2. Mike and Dalton, 1. Fritz and
really?
Lincoln, 2.7. Scotty Skur, 7.3. Who included? 6.
Ooh,
Bird.
Solid, yeah. 6.
All right,
Bird.
Nice job,
take
Bird.
That.
2006.
Mm-hmm. Kent says 2.2. Music, please, Jake. That was not music.
Kent.
Interesting. The Colonel in Beatrice says 6.3.
That's your friend, right?
He says, how is that song almost 20 years old already? Yeah.
Good Colonel. Question.
The Colonel. It's my friend.
Tige, 8.25. Gavin and Pender says 5. Sanderson says, good God, 2.
Oh, I don't get it.
That's a lot of in-betweens there.
I don't get it.
Varn Diggity, 9-4. He's seen them three times in concert.
The Killers.
That's bragging to you because you haven't seen them before. YouTube Justin says it's a 7 on that one. Genghis 4-9, Not Better Times, he says. He's never heard that song either.
Genghis.
Doug in Idaho says 1. I don't want to hear that song ever again. There you go. Song of the day was When You Were Young by The Killers from 2006.
Well, I don't get that. Thank you.
Can we get a wellness check from Blitzkrieg?
I don't see him on here.
Okay.
Blitzkrieg, are you with us still?
Mark yourself safe. We've not heard from you.
I'm going to the chat all the way. Yeah. I don't see him today.
Yeah. Where's Blitzkrieg?
Yeah. Please, mark
beef
yourself
Beef Taco, safe. Too.
Yeah, Beef Taco.
I haven't seen Beef Taco. Yeah, Beef Taco has not been around. Yeah. Don't know. We saw him at Ruhlman's in late August. Haven't heard from much ever since.
You think he got divorced?
I hope not.
Were they
Beef
married?
Tacos. Oh, yeah. Beef Tacos is here. First time texting since September 15th.
What happened?
3.7.
Okay. 3.7.
Beef Tacos.
Beef Taco, what happened? Is it at home? What is it?
Beef Tacos has sent two texts since August 29th, this morning and one on September 15th. What's going on?
So Tacos? We heard from Taco almost every day. Yep. We talk to him live and we don't hear from him again.
Yeah.
That must be a classic of I met someone and they weren't what we thought they were. And so he doesn't like us anymore. It's a classic.
It could happen.
You hear about like that. Oh, yeah.
It happens.
I wanted to get my autograph from Carl Yastrzemski, and he snubbed me, so I don't like him anymore. I feel like, did we snub
no,
you?
No, we did not snub that.
We talked to him. I went over into his table and spent time with him.
Maybe that's what it is.
That's the problem.
Bill.
That's me.
I didn't mean you. Yeah. I meant me. I shook his hand.
This one's on me.
He says, I'm here, and I am still married. Thank you, Beef Tacos. All right. Song of the day, When You Were Young by The Killers. It's time for a Tuesday edition. Bugaboo Tuesday, Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
Is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
He's the king of remodels, additions.
Remodel!
Kitchen, whole bathroom, whole house, and more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
He operates at a different level with a full moon, too. So just be...
Oh, God, what's that supposed to mean?
I don't know. I'm not really sure what it means.
Is he a werewolf or what?
He might be. It means he can work all night. Yeah. Randy. Fought through that rainstorm yesterday. I'm going to go kind of this weekend, and I want to see if... I think it'll only resonate with Steve, maybe. I don't know if this will come down, so we'll see here. But I thought I'd go back to better times, if it's okay with the
breakers.
Damn it. At that historical cinema...
Oh.
And nuptials of the past had one question that would make you gasp.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Very historical good. Cinema and nuptials of the past had one question that would make you gasp.
Nuptials.
Oh, God. It was the best, and I'll paint a picture for you like that. The way it used to be during a wedding. The best officiant line ever that is no longer there. If anyone here objects to this marriage, speak now and forever hold your peace. Oh, God. Jake, I'm going to paint it in cinema. It would be in a movie and going on, and they would see the officiant would be up there, and the place would be packed, and all of a sudden, speak now or forever hold your peace, and all of a sudden, Rhett would pop up, and he'd be like, Abigail, I love you.
Oh,
and she looks over like, Rhett, it was always you.
Oh, God.
And there's all kinds of, it's just.
Oh, God. There we go. Here we go.
It's like Hallmark and all. And then the guy, and then Todd's standing there at the altar. Todd's there at the altar.
It's always Todd.
It's always Todd's there. Yeah, about that. And then, you know, Abigail, and she's like, all of a sudden it's Rhett. Jeez. And then ends up that Rhett comes up and they get married. And it was the best. But if we could bring this back into everyday officiant. Because it'd be so much fun to be at the wedding like this Saturday, and all of a sudden you're sitting there, and the officiant just all of a sudden you're going through the whole thing. Oh, you know, and CJ, and they're just, oh, it's such a nice deal with this family and everything, and they get to the bottom of it right there, and then the best thing. If anyone here objects to this marriage, speak now or forever hold your peace. And it's complete silence. And all of a sudden, and people kind of look at each other, kind of going, is someone going to say something?
And there it is.
And then that's taken out now. It doesn't exist.
So they didn't say that Saturday?
No, it doesn't exist in weddings anymore. I researched it. It goes, this was a standard operating procedure in early vows. This was said by the officiant.
When did it go away, though, Bill?
I don't know. Probably 30 years ago. It was more based on, was the marriage illegal? Are these two cousins or something like that? Cousins getting married or some of that nature. But it would just be, but Jake, in the movies, it was great. It was great. There'd be a guy scrambling to get to the church on time to get there to see Abigail.
And wouldn't it have been beautiful Saturday if you would have seen that?
Oh, just
would that make the trip more?
Yes.
Worth
oh yeah. It? If you're sitting there, as I'm missing Alabama and Vanderbilt and Nebraska playing, and I'm missing UCLA beating Penn State, as I sit there. Everything would have went away that one simple statement.
Oh, God, yes.
If anyone here objects to this marriage, speak now or forever hold his peace. And there's just silence. And all of a sudden, you're kind of going, someone going to say something?
I got a problem.
Oh, God, it would just be...
It'd be incredible.
It'd be incredible, Jake, if that was now back in the nuptials. If everyone knew it was going to be, there's going to be a moment. You guys, when's it going to come? It's going to come.
It's just poor Todd.
Poor Todd.
No, Todd, you're fine.
And all of a sudden, there'd be a jokester somewhere that would stand up for fun, but then say something, you know, that which I would enjoy. But just that moment of 15 seconds of pure silence after the officiant says it,
and then
would be pure gold.
Yeah, I just want to. I'd love to see that.
And then you see him. Okay, and now we'll proceed.
It can't be 30 years of that.
Is there anyone that can recall from Breakers of being part of this?
I know our wedding did not have that. Yeah, scene, for sure.
Yeah.
I didn't say but it wasn't said at the wedding.
Does anybody do weddings out there? Any breakers?
Any breakers? Are there any officiants out there? Tamara is an officiant.
Vern says this in the text. Vern says, I am officiating my niece's wedding this weekend. Maybe I will slip that in just for Bill this weekend.
Please slip it in.
He's the officiant for the wedding. Vern.
Please, Vern, slip it in, because you know what it'll be? It'll be epic. You'll remember that forever. You will.
Tamara's an officiant.
She's an officiant. She married me and Laura.
She's an officiant.
Yeah, she married Sydney. The wedding you were at.
Oh, yeah. She was.
I do remember that.
Yes. You wouldn't remember too much of the second one. You didn't make it.
So. Yeah. So.
Free food and drink.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I like the so.
So.
We have some more. Scotty,
any comments?
Scotty Skur says, when I was a kid, I would always look around the crowd during this moment as the question was asked and be disappointed because no one said anything. Movies gave a false expectation with the quicksand.
It did. There was a false, because again, all of a sudden, Rhett shows up.
Rhett.
It was always
Abigail.
You.
It was always you. And she looks at him like, I was hoping you'd be here. And then all of a sudden, it's a Hallmark deal.
Yeah, here we go. But, I don't even know if that's a Hallmark deal. That could be
I'll tell you one thing. Tell you one thing. Todd gets screwed on this one.
I guess.
Yeah, Todd really does like
I'd
that.
I counsel him
and
through
And all of a sudden, Todd's like going, I guess I'll step out while Rhett
slides. Just don't worry about it, Todd. You'll be fine.
You'll be fine. It's okay. You're going to get divorced anyway. Shouldn't lie.
Apparently so.
Yeah, this is a 50-50 shot. This wasn't going to make it anyway.
So,
Dustin Waverly says, I remember hearing this in weddings growing up. I haven't heard it in the last 10 to 15 years.
Bring it back.
10 to 15 seems more like what I would expect.
What would it be, Steve?
Better times.
God.
Ryan in Delaware says, I am a pastor and I officiate, and I've never said it before.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, please bring it back.
God dang, in our childhood, I think they did.
Old Dad says, my wedding had that line 22 years ago.
Okay, 22.
Nice. So at least 22. We had it back then.
I would just like to get it somehow said in the next month. I want to add it back. I'm going to bring this back in.
Bring it back.
I think it'd be, if I was a bride or groom, I'm like, no, say it. It'd be good. It'd be awesome. There'd be a smirk on your face, kind of like, someone going to say anything like that?
I think you got to go to the church on this one. I don't know which church. Yeah.
Well, we have one more comment from Beef Tacos is back. He's active now.
Now he's active. This is incredible.
He says, I want to see someone stand up and yell, "Ready!" during that night.
Wow, Beef Tacos came back.
He's back strong.
He's back.
Came back
strong.
Thank you, Beef Tacos. Welcome back.
Oh, God. The funny part about it is, if he did that, there'd be nine people would fall out of their pews laughing, and the other 200 like just
what
very
the hell
confused.
Was that?
Randy?
Who's Randy? I don't know who this.
Why did he just yell that out?
Why is the drunk guy yelling Randy?
Ten guys.
But
in the
there'd joke. Be there'd be some people there. I tell you what, at the wedding, there was a lot of breakers at the wedding I was at Saturday. So there would have been some. There'd have been some good humor. God, it'd be nice to see it again.
Bill, the headline one more time.
I got
please.
It right here, Jake. Yeah, I'd be glad to read it. Yeah. Historical cinema and nuptials of the past had one question that would make you gasp.
You said nuptials.
Nuptials is a
nuptials
great word.
Made the headline.
Your vocabulary is getting better and better.
Thanks,
nuptials
Steve.
Is a great word.
Just imagine that. This kind of when they say.
He's used inertia and nuptials in the last week. I'm
no,
just kidding. I'm getting
quite a few of them.
Here.
Yeah,
thanks, guys.
Freaked me out a little bit.
I did go to college, but didn't.
You got a graduate degree, didn't you?
What? I got a master's.
God.
I got a master's.
Oh, we come back. Our group, we've got some comments on booing from
oh,
some
boy.
Fans.
Boo!
We'll discuss that next on an early break on the ticket.